Hello, and welcome. I'm Jake, and you're listening to Covivio Tracks, a podcast by Covivio. Three years ago, our homes transformed from places where we spent evenings and weekends to our offices, gyms, restaurants, and our children's classrooms. This shift altered our perspectives on the spaces we thought we knew well. Some missed natural light, others wished for a more modular layout for a workspace, and most realized the value of outdoor spaces, like balconies or shared gardens. Aspects once crucial in selecting a home became less important, and vice versa. Repeated lockdowns also highlighted the significance of community living, with shared common spaces emerging as a remedy for loneliness. These changes prompted real estate developers to reconsider evolving housing expectations. How can they adapt to new needs? Do expectations differ between living in the heart of Berlin versus a regional French metropolis? Will the trend of sharing spaces and services continue to grow? In this fourth and final episode, we'll discuss these questions with Jochen Humpert, Director of Residential Property Management at Covivio. We'll also speak with architect Maud Kobe.
Hi.
And Jennifer, a co-living tenant in Berlin.
I like to discover every piece of Berlin and every area, and yeah, it definitely doesn't get boring here.
The Collective Experience is a four-episode podcast that explores how living, working, and leisure spaces can contribute to reconnecting and rekindling the collective by promoting interactions, encounters, and sharing. It's a podcast to be enjoyed on your own, or even better, with others. In modern societies, a home is often seen as the ultimate private space. But that hasn't always been the case throughout history, whether in urban or rural settings. Recently, forms of collective housing have reemerged beyond student life, especially in cities with tight real estate markets. To understand this new way of living, we must first grasp the meaning of collective in housing. Jochen Humpert, Director of Residential Property Management at Covivio in Germany, offers his insights.
Housing is always about community, whether it's in a house or a neighborhood. We have a strong mix of tenants, old and young, with different lifestyles and many nationalities.
According to the German market expert, we need to consider the variety that's inherent to the concept of the collective. The challenge for landlords is to adapt to each individual's unique needs, necessitating a user-centric approach. Students' expectations, for example, differ from those of older adults. Factors such as living area also contribute to these differences. Humpert explains.
There are for sure regional differences and those are the expectations of the tenants. In the Rhine-Ruhr region, life is certainly more traditional than in Berlin. In addition, regions like Berlin are seeing a strong population growth. Here the demands are clearly more international and often also very much influenced by current social trends.
Residents in less densely populated regions might prioritize a parking space. But in Berlin, a balcony has become a must-have. Tenants also focus on efficient use of square footage, with well-designed, optimized floor plans becoming increasingly attractive as land prices rise. Berlin's unprecedented housing crisis has led to the emergence of new rental trends. Some tenants seeking space, services, opt for co-living arrangements as an affordable option. But affordability isn't the only reason tenants make this choice. Jennifer shares an apartment managed by Covivio in Berlin.
For one, it makes the price of an apartment more affordable in Berlin. And on the other hand, for example, and this was for me personally a very important factor, I find it nicer not to be alone. I'm a very social person and I like to make contacts and meet new people, especially why I'm really new in Berlin. Another important point for me was that the flat where I live in is very centrally so that I don't have a long way to work or also to my friends. And yes, I also like, for example, that the rooms are really good equipped here at Covivio. So you don't have to buy something on your own, which also makes it really easy to feel comfortable in the room. And I would say in general, my experiences are really positive with Covivio and I'm really happy that I can stay here.
Thanks to co-living, Jennifer moved into a fully furnished apartment. Although she plans to have her own apartment one day, she appreciates being able to call on her landlord to help when needed.
For me, at the beginning, it was important that I always have a contact person in case, for example, I need help or if there are any problems in the apartment. And for a few weeks before, we had also a small problem in our bathroom. And yeah, I was able to contact Quirio really fast by phone, and they sent me a repairman in one day or something like that.
Though co-living requires harmony among roommates, it undoubtedly fosters sharing and positive coexistence. To support this shift, Covivio provides spaces and services designed to facilitate and enrich exchanges, not just within an apartment, but throughout an entire building.
Covivio creates spaces that make it possible to interact. We are focused on well-kept outer spaces that offer a high quality of stay, for example, with common areas that invite people, or safe playgrounds for children. We also offer concierge services or even welcome lounge.
For 15 years, Maud Kobe has managed her own architecture firm and is now one of 8 architects participating in the NOEM project. This project is transforming the former premises of IBM on the banks of the Bordeaux Lac neighborhood into 45,000 square meters of housing. Maud strongly believes in the ability of a space to foster connections, both conscious and unconscious, among residents. The concierge desk, for example, served as more than just a utilitarian space. It allowed neighbors to exchange a few words while collecting mail. Over time, it's been replaced by new shared spaces like package lockers, bike storage, and common areas for hosting events or gathering with neighbors. These spaces encourage people to step outside their typical family or couple bubbles and connect with others.
When we start to speak about the collective, I think it's very important to deal with the notion of scale. What is the scale of an individual? How a place can be shared by a lot of people? What is the boundary between the individual life and the collective life? When you live in a place, there is a lot of scale. First of all, you have the scale of the people, the intimacy, the intimated scale, and then you can deal also with the scale of the family. But then when you go to work, you change your scale, and then you meet people in the street. You can meet people that you know and people that you don't know. And then you come back in another scale, that is the space of work. So it's really a question of time during the day.
In reality, the lines between individual and collective, private and public, extend beyond a building's limits, reaching the scale of a street or even a neighborhood. Maud Kobe, who views public spaces as inherently collective, urges city designers, architects, urban planners, and public authorities to consider their surroundings, including the height of buildings, integration into the local context of artisans and shops, and places to relax. By blurring the boundaries between private and public spaces, she believes it's possible to create interactions with other users.
The boundary between the public and the private is much more blurred than before. Sometimes you can play with the private and the public with the view. When you are in the street, you are in the public spaces, and then when you are in the garden, it is sometimes private. You can play with the transparency. Mm-hmm. So the public area can go into the private area and so on. You can deal also with the deepness of the balcony. We saw that during the pandemic time, that the people used to speak between the neighbors with the since their own balcony. So it starts to be finally a kind of public spaces. So I think it's nice to play with this kind of blurred boundary and deal with that.
In the pursuit of community living, it's crucial not to overemphasize collective spaces. A balance between shared areas and individual spaces for rejuvenation and solitude is necessary. As Virginia Woolf said, more or less, having a space of one's own is essential. Driven by the search for the right balance between intimate and collective, Maud Kobe proposes a new concept: feel-good spaces that allow residents the freedom to live the life they want.
I'm obsessed by the fact that a building that is well done, that is well well designed, is a building that is able to be adapted to the usage, and not the contrary. I like the idea that if you live for a long time in a space, it's because this space is generous because it helps you when you are a student. Mm-hmm. It helps you when you get married, if you want to get married. It helps you when you have children, and it helps you with the people that don't have a lot of money. If the collective is made of all this kind of typology of people, it's a success for everybody.
Emphasizing the importance of practicality over architectural gimmicks, Maud Kobe recognizes architects' responsibility to design compassionate, sincere buildings that prioritize their users and place humans at the center. She advocates for a new way of constructing and organizing living spaces to create sustainable environments that preserve the planet, that add beauty to everyday life, and that adapt to occupants' lives like a perfectly tailored garment. In her words, a well-thought-out space is a place that's habitable over the long term and that we care for and that cares for us in return. This philosophy aligns with Covivio's shared goal to develop, modernize, manage, and enhance housing adapted for families, couples, and different generations. You've been listening to the fourth and final episode of Covivio Tracks, the podcast on living real estate by Covivio. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us again soon for a new season.